Art, what's the bigger deal here, the surgery or the surprise around it?
Well, I think it's almost a dead heat. The Seahawks were certainly surprised by this. Harvin had complained about pain in his hip in earlier training camps in May and June, but they thought it was a hip flexor strain, which is just a muscle strain that heals with rest. They were surprised when Harvin did not want to practice at the first day of training camp last week. So that was definitely a surprise, not only to the Seahawks, but obviously the fan base. And the consequence is significant from the standpoint that they're losing a guy at least through December. There are always speculations about how anyone would recover from surgery, but the Seahawks are optimistic about December. There are other people who would suggest that this is going to cost them the whole season, and we're not going to know for a while.
Well, most people would think that hip surgeries are pretty serious and difficult for an athlete to rebound from, but that's not really the case here.
Well, there's some great advances in surgical technology that allow athletes to recover from this kind of surgery very fast. And the Harbin surgeon in New York is a specialist in this arthroscopic procedure. And an arthroscopic procedure is different than the old method of, cutting open flesh and waiting months for that to heal. The arthroscope simply is a single penetration by a surgical tool that is able to repair the damage without a lot of invasiveness. So it's really a remarkable thing. And this doctor that operated on Harvin has successfully repaired torn labrums, which is what he has, and many athletes who've returned to 100% capability. It probably costs a season, but it doesn't cost a career.
So there's been some controversy about what the Seahawks knew and when about whether Harvin was prone to something like this.
Yeah, USA Today did a story this week that suggested that Harvin had been looked at by specialists who said that his body type, his muscles and the way the femur connects with the hip, made him vulnerable to this kind of injury. But whether the Seahawks could have known or should have known is sort of the speculative controversy. They didn't see it in the physical that he had before his trade from the Minnesota Vikings in March. So he passed that, but the Seahawks did give up a lot of treasure to get him. 3 draft picks, including a number one pick in the April draft. They gave him a $67 million contract. $25 million of it is guaranteed. So that's a lot of resources for the Seahawks to put into a guy who now will be out of season.
So he was a high profile and, as you say, costly trade. So what's the consequence for the Seahawks in Harvin's absence?
Well, I think they're going to do okay because Harvin was a luxury. He wasn't filling a need. The Seahawks are returning all 11 starters from an offense that in the second half of the NFL season last year was dynamite. They averaged 50 points a game in a 3-game stretch in the regular season. And did well, I think, in the postseason with a rookie quarterback. So getting Harvin was supposed to be icing on the cake. Without him, they're still going to have plenty of quality guys back for a second run at this. It would be different if Harvin was filling a void, but he was a luxury and would be an asset on kickoff and punt returns. But I think they'll be able to cover for his absence quite well. Not that it isn't a blow, but it's not something that's necessarily going to kill their chances.
All right, Art, thanks.
Pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.